The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out here with me today. I want to spend some time, just a little bit of time, talking about the NFL and specifically like how we go about covering Caleb Williams, or how we've already gone about covering Caleb Williams. By the way, if you haven't listened to some of the other episodes, you should. There's a new episode of Sports Adjacent that you can check out. There's plenty of episodes of Sports Adjacent that you can check out. Just scroll through. Thank you for your support of the Justin Fields episode. That did crazy numbers, as I'm not surprised, but it did crazy numbers for it launching on a Saturday night. It's usually not a great time for podcasts, but when there's breaking news, it's nice to see that people will care about my opinion on some of this stuff. And I thank you for your support of the podcast, as always. I wanted just real quick, like, we're not going to belabor the point, although I'd say that, and then it'll end up being like a 30-minute episode. I'm going to try not to do that to you. Here's my thing. There's a couple parts of the Caleb Williams workout story that I want to talk about. And I think one point has gotten overlooked. And I'll get to that in a second. The way that we've covered football has changed so dramatically. I've covered the league since 2003. And I did it every day for 10 years or whatever. And then, you know, working as a talk show host, a sometimes reporter, working as a television reporter, covering the team, like that sort of stuff. After that, it really has become a 12-month league. But the problem is that there really isn't 12 months of content. We're doing the best that we can with the amount of content that is available. People love it. If you want to know why there are always going to be football segments that lead national shows like Get Up or Speak for Yourself or whatever the show is called with Skip Bayless, at First Take, like why football is always going to lead, because it's the most popular sport. There is no denying that. There is no metric that will tell you that any of the other sports even come close. Which is why when you see basketball discussion, it's basketball, not basketball. It's, what does this do for LeBron James's legacy? Is Steph Curry going to find himself on the Mount Rushmore of point guard? Like, it's that. It's not, why don't we talk about how well the Clippers are playing or the Rockets being on a long winning streak? It's not that. It's the other stuff, because there isn't, at least there isn't a, I think the programmers at the highest levels of our industry would tell you that they haven't seen the, I shouldn't even call the NBA niche. Wow, I was about to call the NBA niche. The niche stuff mattering enough for them to spend a ton of time on it. And if you want that, then you can find it in other areas of a network. You can find podcasts. You can check out Brian Windhorse's podcast or see what Shams is doing on Stadium, that sort of thing. But usually, at the national level, the football stories are going to be the lead. And so now it becomes a thing of you're asking producers to farm content. How can we do more football content? Well, let's talk about the combine. Okay. Let's talk about it. What are we going to talk about? Because, sure, there are cameras and highlights, but most people aren't allowed into where a lot of this stuff is going down. And the most important stuff isn't even happening on the field in Indianapolis. It's happening in hotel rooms. I should probably clear that up. Where the teams are bringing folks in to meet with them. That's where the news is. And that news can be really hard to get. And you do have to ask questions about, hey, are people leaking information and putting information out there to do favors for their sources so that they get other information that's more pertinent later on? I'm not making a judgment on that. I have done that. And I think there are a lot of reporters that are out there doing that right now. You do have to ask yourself the question of, why did this person tell me this? You have to ask yourself the question, what happens if I share this piece of information? But, you know, I discussed that a few episodes ago, so we won't go back into it. The only thing that what I'll bring up about it, you know, as it pertains to Caleb Williams, is he's the presumptive number one pick. And everyone wants to know as much as they can about him, which is good. Like, there is legitimate interest and intrigue in Caleb Williams. Trying to find out, like, everyone wants to know, like, Lawrence, what do you hear about this guy? Is this guy legit? Is this guy a good teammate? How's he going to fit in the locker room? Is he actually 6'2"? He's not. He's 6 feet and 7/10. So almost 6'1", but not 6'1". Which is what I was trying to tell y'all. He's out here listed at 6'2 and 6'3 and stuff. You just look at him and see. But it probably doesn't even matter. Like, he's got a lot of raw, like, arm talent. And he's also a skilled thrower. I know that those two things seem like they're diametrically opposed, but they're not. Like, he's got a lot of that stuff that you can't teach. And he also has a lot of cool stuff that you can. So people want to know. They want to know everything about it. And so you multiply that by 32. There's opportunities to talk about this stuff even when the NCAA tournament is going on and the NBA is coming down the home stretch and baseball is getting ready to start. The appetite for football is insatiable. And because of that, it can sometimes be ridiculous. Like, even for me, someone who does this every day, like us trying to figure out ways that we are flipping the content of how will we talk about this subject, this same subject, in an entertaining way for the people who were listening yesterday and the people who weren't. Like, that is stuff that we go through in the meeting every day. I personally like to repackage stuff that we've done. I do believe, the numbers bear this out, that people don't listen all day, every day. So they may have missed something. So, you know, I usually try to invert the show. If a guest was on at 1 o'clock, then if there's a portion of it that I think is important, I like to bring that back in the 10 or the 11 o'clock hour. That's just like a programming style that I have. Dan seems to be down with that too. Like, when I bring up the idea, he's like, yes, we like to bring back our good stuff, because it's quite the assumption that everyone who listens to you is listening all the time. They're not. People are busy. They have their jobs. They're getting out of their car to pump gas. They're dropping their kids off to school or picking their kids up from school. There's all of this stuff where it allows you to kind of reuse the stuff, I think, to a good end. There is one thing about the Caleb Williams thing that I thought people ignored, and the reaction that a guest had to me bringing it up lets me know that people ignored it. I'll share that with you next.
The future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
So Wednesdays on the show, we talked with Mike Florio, and we were talking about Caleb Williams. And Caleb Williams has he's kind of got a little bit of union buster. Like, he got some of that to him, like free spirit, kind of wants to do things on his own, which I like. Like, I'm drawn to that. There have been some people, and I've had these conversations with older school people in NFL circles. Oh, well, they think that he's a problem. And he might be. That's why I keep referring to Caleb as a disruptor. I like that he's a disruptor and that he's changing things. But here's the part that I think people missed out on when trying to figure out if, oh, well, is Caleb going to have his pro day? And why didn't he work out at the combine? The combine, for a player like Caleb, who knows that he's not going any lower than two. And it's pretty much he's going number one. But he knows that. There's nothing outside of a crime or scandal that is going to cost him being the number one pick. Even if he fell on his face like Jalen Carter did at the pro day, he was going to be the number one pick. Now, if the Bears got into meetings with him and the vibe was all wrong and they didn't trust him or they didn't like him or he wanted to go someplace else and so he's tanking the interviews, that's one thing. Trying to find that out is impossible. But from everything that's been reported by all the people who cover the Bears, that isn't the case. It's been the opposite. Everything's gone great. He's everything that they could have hoped for. Everyone seems to be on the same page. When April comes around, he's going to be a Bear. What I found really interesting about this, and I think that people weren't giving Caleb credit, in all of the conversation of talking about, is he a good teammate? And those are hard things to figure out. Everyone kind of has a different definition of what makes a good teammate. I think that you should look at the pro day as an example of him being not a good teammate, but a great one. As I said, he didn't need to do any of it. If he refused to do USC's pro day, like Marvin Harrison Jr. has done, I really love what Marvin Harrison Jr. I don't. The Bears are not in a position to draft that guy, but I really appreciate that he's like, I'm not doing all of this nonsense. I'm preparing to play football, period. And I love that. The Combine, Senior Bowl, like all of that stuff has turned into this thing of people trying to use that as a barometer for how good of a football player these guys are. And it's not. Like, it's a barometer on how well guys trained to do those activities. In the cases of late round picks that are trying to move up, I think it still has value. People who are on the fence, on people who are kind of slated to be undrafted free agents, I think it has value. Maybe it puts some eyes on you that haven't been on you, and you can up your draft stock. For the top 20, I'm going to use arbitrary number, the top 20 picks in the draft, the shit doesn't matter. It doesn't. And you know how I know? Jalen Carter was involved in a car accident where people died. He had an awful pro day where he tapped out like it was a 60-minute strap match with Ric Flair, and he tapped out of it. And guess what? He was still drafted in the top 10. Why? Because people had the tape, and that's what Caleb was talking about. I don't need to do all of this. There's 35 games of tape on me that gives you a better indication of what type of football player I am than what I'm going to do at any workout. Where I think it shows that he's a good teammate is because he doesn't have to be there, he can help the other guys on USC's roster. He can help the receivers look good, the tight ends look good, the running backs look good. He's bringing eyes to USC's pro day. So the defensive players that are working out there, they've got more eyes on them than ever before. That, to me, shows that he's a good teammate. It's one indicator of him being a good teammate. Now, who knows? Like, he may have been a clown, like, during the season, but him doing that says to me he cares about his teammates. And sure, there might be some, let me peacock it a little bit. Let me go out there and show you how good I am on my home turf. But I think that every guy that was involved in the USC Pro Day should thank Caleb Williams for putting a spotlight on them. And hopefully allowing those guys to make their money. And if the other part is, not just a spotlight, if you're one of the receivers, if you're Jerry Rice's kid, you don't want to leave this up to a backup guy, even a guy that you like, when you have the opportunity to have the best college quarterback throw you the ball. That's going to help you shine. So I just want people to remember that. Like, because that conversation is not going away. Is Caleb a good teammate? Can he deal inside of a pro locker room? That's still to be determined. We don't know how that's going to work. And things are different when everyone's got money. But I think that you should look at him participating in USC's Pro Day as an absolute 100% positive. To me, there's zero negative here. No questions. It's the right thing to do and the tasty way to do it. Shout out to all of the oatmeal people out there and Wilford Brimley trying to not get your diabetes by eating this oatmeal. Well, they've done a lot of studies on the oatmeal, by the way. Too many carbs. So that's where I'm at. Thanks for listening. Whew, I made it in under 20 minutes. That was the goal. I don't want to belabor the point. But I appreciate you listening. Thanks so much for checking it out. Check out all of our episodes. We appreciate you sincerely for your support of this here podcast. I will talk to you next time. Peace!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.